It's going to snow tonight. Join us as we talk the Ray Donovan season finale. We've got Sam Winslow's hanging. We've got Ray's deal with Ferrari. And we also have James Joyce. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
New York, I love you.
We're here to talk about the very depressing season finale. I'm Rachel Goodman, and my two amazing co-hosts are here with me tonight.
Hey guys, it's so great to be back. I'm Louisa Shar.
What's up, party people? I'm Erica Edwards.
So, as we listen to this very depressing song, I loved that this was the opener, though, because it just said so much and painted a very, like, vivid tone of the entire episode, the entire, not just this season, 5 and 6 had this very, like, melancholy tone.
Dark.
Yeah. But before we kind of dive in here, all right, what are your overall thoughts of not just this episode, but the arc of this season, too?
Just devastating.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anything positive come from it. It's either people trying to commit suicide or just going through with it. I just don't see Ray coming out of his past. It just gets deeper and deeper. This last episode with him being in the psych ward, just seeing how much he actually needed to be in there. It's like, Ray, where have you come right now? Like, you are just down and so deep. It was just hard to watch overall. It was sad.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenging season. Although I do feel like this episode wrapped up all the loose strings pretty well. Mm-hmm. So it was a good wrap-up episode, I would say.
For me, I want to say this is probably one of my favorite. This is definitely my favorite episode of the season. Mm-hmm. It's one of my top episodes of the entire show because I love the references to James Joyce. And it's actually the episode, The Dead, is it's taken directly from the James Joyce short story, which I had read back in college. So I went through and I reread it. And just in case anyone is out there who's not familiar with The Dead by James Joyce, the whole thing ends on a snowy night with the main character basically saying that dead people are not actually dead because there are always people still living who carry their memory. And so I feel like that was a direct, like, that the dead and the fact that Mickey is referencing The Dead by James Joyce is a very specific angle that they're going with.
It's not a coincidence. Everything is planned to the T, and it's perfection.
Yeah, and so that's really what I loved about this is that it's even people who are no longer there, whether they're talking emotionally speaking or actual people who are dead, that their memory lives on. Mm-hmm. We saw Justine. We saw Lena going to visit Justine in the funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that's just, to me, what made this episode so unique and special. And it just worked very, very well.
Yeah, and how everyone is broken in some way. Everyone has lost someone or something, and they're just trying to cope with it, whether it's money or it's a loved one. It was just sad overall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, too, to me, one of the... I know we're kind of in this particular talk recap, we're doing this a little bit differently.
Yeah.
But I know for me, the most powerful moment, and you and I even got into a debate over this before the show, was who killed Sam Winslow.
Which I think it's Lena.
I
thought it was Lena.
Yeah. And the reason why I said it was definitely Ray was because when he goes up the elevator, and I love how Vinny's like, it's gonna snow tonight, and that seems to be like a recurring line that keeps happening. And as he gets out of the elevator, he's got the black gloves on, and Sam's begging, like, in her way, characteristic way, she's basically, like, without actually begging, like, by saying, hey, I want to trust you again, I want you to trust me. That was her way of begging for her life.
And I didn't see it like that. The way that I saw it was I thought Ray left that pleasure to Lena to go ahead and kill Sam Winslow, because Winslow is indeed the one who ordered for Justine to die.
Yeah.
So when they showed Lena looking at the glass doors of now what I know was the funeral home, I thought for that second it was Winslow's outdoor condo house or, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Right. Because once Lena goes inside, a few seconds later, we see Winslow hanging. So I'm like, that's what they want us to think, but, like, it was Ray.
But I think that it was, I thought it was Vinny, or I thought, I knew it was Ray who killed Sam, mm-hmm. but I knew the reason why Ray gave Vinny or gave Lena the address yes. was because I think Vinny was the actual person to that go and kill Justine.
Well, yeah, because so that was her revenge. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Because it shows he goes in the bathroom. Well, we don't see that, but it was obvious. Yeah. She was hanging and all that stuff.
Because Vinny's like the man who does the dirty work. What right. about you? What so do you crazy, think, right? Erica?
Yeah, I thought that Ray killed Sam. And, yeah. you know, and he allowed Lena the chance to either let Vinny go or to kill him.
So, yeah. 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 Sure. Yeah. And it was just, it was very poignant how they showed it, too. That was my favorite part, was that yeah. you don't see him killing her. And that's, to me, that's more powerful than if we had seen mm-hmm. him hanging her.
I just love how, you know, Ray and Lena were just not on good terms. And I love how Ray left that small little pleasure to Lena. As in, you go and kill the man that potentially killed the love of your life. Or yeah. whatever she really meant to Lena. It was just great, man.
Yes.
Yeah. So good. This series is so good.
Yeah, definitely.
So good.
Yeah. So we had the hanging of mm-hmm. Sam. Mm-hmm. We had the whole situation with Ferrardi and yep. with Ray basically taking on the responsibility to the media and saying that he was the one who hired all these people to hire the person to attack, mm-hmm. You know, to do the attacking. And basically organized all of this to make the Ferrardi campaign look bad. So yep. he takes the fall for that. Did you guys know? Did it make sense that he was doing that at first, or like did you guys know that it had to do with Bunchy, or what were you guys thinking about that?
No, I was surprised.
I think I thought that because of. You know, what Sam had done to, I guess, to Bridget in his mind, that he was now going to, you know, be on the side of Ferrardi. That's yeah. kind of, I think, how I read it at the time or saw it or whatever.
It was just a lot of back and forth, you know, with the wiring and everything. Just, and especially because I watched all of these three episodes back to back. So for me, I have all these things in my
mind. Fresh in your head. Yeah. I think for me, the only issue I have, if we're talking about the whole season in general.
Yeah.
The way that, I mean, I get it, like, and we're going to get to Mickey and the cops in a second, but everything with the cops, it just kind of, to me, that arc kind of just fizzled away, and, like, it just...
It was confusing, yeah. like, who's on whose side, you know what I mean? And then Mac and everything, and Mac killing himself, I know that's last step, so, yeah. but that was just so hard to watch.
That was another yeah. situation, you know? Where we don't actually see him doing it, we see him thinking about it, mm-hmm. and then we see him, like, we kind of see him, not really, but see him for a split second after
right.
he's done it. I thought that was a really interesting mm-hmm. way to film it too.
And the way Bridget looked in the window but didn't really know who was dead inside. I thought for a second Bridget thought that Ray killed Mac, and that's why she was questioning him before
even though they heard the gunshot.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But we all know why Bridget was questioning Ray. It was because, why are you trying to kill yourself
yeah.
and jump right. off the bridge, yeah. which was a surprise to her too.
Yeah, exactly. So,
yeah,
Yeah, and it kind of, and then that's interesting too. During this final episode, there were a lot of moments when Ray's mental health, you could see the ticks in his
so
face.
So unstable.
You could, and not only that, but like with Terry and with Bridget, it came up a lot. How did you feel about that in this episode, in terms of do you think that Ray is actually going to get help after this?
Yeah. Finally, this season, we see, because he calls the therapist a few times, and even though he doesn't speak, he hangs up, it's much more progress than last season, yeah. where he would force himself to go to those court-ordered therapy sessions, which you don't even want to talk, and this, you know, this therapist even said those are never good, because a human wants to be helped, right? Yeah. You need a crave to be helped to go. He is doing the best steps, I think, for Ray by calling him and even just opening up towards the end, but he's just so unstable right now. Finally, we see everything that Ray Donovan has been through. It's finally showing. You know, seeing himself as a cop, choking the cop when it wasn't him, the delusion. So, mm-hmm. yeah, he's just out of it now.
Yeah, I think that what was interesting is the episode progressed, as each, you know, as Ray had to kind of wrap up each loose end, it's weighing more on him. And then, you know, he'll call the doctor, but he can't reach him. And so he kind of continues on. But I think the way they kind of end it with him reaching the doctor mm-hmm. and setting the appointment kind of gives you the idea that now he's finally going to go and get some help and kind of resolve some of his issues.
And that doctor was so welcoming, just speaking about his wife and the egg sandwich. It was just, you know, egg salad sandwich. Right. Yeah. Just saying how my wife would have loved you because, you know, you give pauses, you know, in between sentences. Just everything.
And that's, I think, what the difference is. Mm-hmm. The Alan Alda, the actor who plays the doctor, he just had a way with Ray that the guy from season 5 was not ever going to reach. And mm-hmm. so I feel like that's it, is that it's Ray's had time to process his grief over Abby. I'm sure, you know, obviously he's still processing all of this. He's still processing so many different things. But I feel like it's been enough time where now he sees, okay, well, not only do I need help, but Bridget has reached out to him about getting help and taking care of himself. Mm-hmm. And Terry saying, you know, hey, like, I love you more than I love anything or anyone. Ray knows now that people need him.
Yeah,
and so that's a key difference here, is that before I felt like, you know, there were so many parts, especially in this season, but season 5 too, where Ray, like, he obviously was a man who felt like he was on his own mm-hmm. and he was just doing things like for no real, you know, he was doing things for himself. Mm-hmm. And now he knows, all right, no, that there's still people here. I'm still alive. So I need to be here. For these people that care about me.
Well, and then we also see the unity of the family coming back.
Yeah.
And it's always like that. Ray Donovan always pulls that off. Towards the last two episodes, the family comes back together. They find some big war or whatever.
And that's another thing that compares really well with The Dead by James Joyce, because mm-hmm. that's before the main character gets to his reflection point at the very end with Snow. It's all about a party and family being together with his two aunts. And so you get, like, the different dynamic mm-hmm. of the family. So it was just very, very interesting that they had all this with Ray. But I absolutely loved that we saw even Mickey and Ray getting along at this point.
Right. Very true.
Yeah.
And then Daryl being so amazing with Mickey and all of that. Chemistry is on fire.
Yeah. And even, so that kind of brings up a good point then. So we had a lot with Mickey and Daryl mm-hmm. and even Bridget and Schmitty.
Yes. Yes.
We were talking about this beforehand too. We both thought it was a dream at the very beginning.
What was that sandwich scene? Like, they're like sawing up people and Bridget's like, okay, who wants
sandwich?
Ketchup? Like,
yeah.
Like, that was just ridiculous to me. I'm like, someone's gonna wake up. I think Smitty's gonna wake up from a dream. That was real, you guys.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It was crazy.
What did you think about how Schmitty was acting that whole time?
I don't know. I mean, I think
for a white guy,
you didn't get your wish.
Yeah, like I pretty much thought Schmitty was like consistent. Consistent with how he has been, sort of weak and kind of a wimp. And you know, Mickey was like, you have to like
toughen up. I love how as soon as Mickey says that, in like the next scene, Schmitty's like, put on this dress
and get married.
Yeah, we're going. Yeah. Like, is that what he thinks that Mickey meant by be strong, be demanding?
I think that too. But here's the thing. I think Schmitty's like, if I don't marry this woman now, she's going to realize what kind of wussy I am. And believe me. Yeah, so he definitely put a ring on it or whatever it was, or that 1945 groovy dress that he found in the closet, which was beautiful, by the way.
They are like the ultimate hippie couple, though.
Yeah, but, exactly. But, you know, it's funny just talking about Mickey and Smitty and the scene with the killing. Did you guys realize how Mickey was eyeing Smitty like, this guy needs to go?
Uh-huh.
Like, either we get rid of him because he knows too much. Clearly, he's not digesting all of this literally. And, or we need to toughen him up.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And that's the thing, too, is that on the one hand, the fact that Schmitty had killed the one cop last episode, mm-hmm. I felt like Mickey was actually warming up to him. Like, hey, he's part of the family now.
He doesn't like
so there him. Was that. But then also this episode, I felt like what you were feeling, mm-hmm. which is that Mickey, you kept looking at him. Now, in all fairness, okay, yeah, realistically, if I was in Schmitty's situation, I'd probably be acting like him.
Yeah.
But it, as a viewer watching this, I wanted Schmitty to toughen up and be like, come on, like, you knew what you were getting involved with. Like, you know, mm-hmm. you know what this family is like. So come on, you just got got to be tough right now and deal with this.
You know, and I feel like that's all Bridget has seen. So Bridget is so accepting and kind of so normal to that whole thing, doing it. And then
sandwich?
And that one moment when Terry's like, oh, I wish your mother was alive or whatever. She goes like, if my mother was alive, she would be doing what I was doing.
She
like,
would be.
Yeah. Let's not that far. You know?
Right, for sure.
Man.
Yeah. I feel like with Bridget too, like it just, even watching how she's grown from season one, I just feel like now she's been in this position where she, I mean, one, she is in the family. She knows what's kind of what it is. Like she's familiar with it. But then two, you know, without having her mom and just being on her own, I feel like she has to kind of step up and take over the role of what Abby had. And so she's like, all right, well, Schmitty, if you don't want to chop off the head, give me the chainsaw. Yeah, like, I'm going to do it. Like, not because, like, I just feel like she's very jaded at this point because of everything she's been through. What's a couple of heads that she has to lob off?
Literally. A couple of heads. Speaking of that, shout out to Sandy. What an amazing character.
Oh, yeah.
She was a lot of fun this season.
So natural, just sawing everything and just saying stuff like, okay, well, I'll do it, that, and, like, checking out Daryl being so turned on by Daryl. Like, so funny in the shower scene when he wanted a towel. She's one feisty grandma.
It's just funny, too. Sandy, we thought, like, well, at least I thought earlier on when she, you know, basically screwed them, I thought, okay, they're never going to forgive her again. Mm-mm. But it's just funny because she's part of the family. She's always going to be part of the family. Sometimes this family screws each other, but they still end up back.
I mean, she didn't actually steal all of the money. Like, I think she only spent $20,000. So at the end of the day, they got most of the funds.
It's funny
back
you say that. I was just going to mention. So did she really only spend $20,000 to buy a necklace for Bunchy's daughter? No.
No,
she does not care about that kid. That was for her.
She probably was like maybe a couple hundred.
Yeah,
it was
probably a little bit of both. I mean, it probably looked like a nice necklace, but not.
That was not for Maria.
I would guess drugs and like whatever else she was doing.
She's so funny, man.
Yeah. We actually have a bunch of comments in the chat.
Is Brandon there? Let's say hi to Brandon.
We have Frank S. I was pissed at Ray for helping that evil mayor. Yeah, but I was annoyed, but I would have been more annoyed if he had helped Sam do whatever she was going to do, which we knew wasn't going to happen after this. Let's see. Yisraeli 101 says, was a question of which mayor betrayed him less. That's a good point. Brian Logan's in the chat. I did not like any of the season. Show needs to end. Well, okay.
Really?
Thanks.
I wonder why. I'm always interested on what they think.
And then Hubby Joe, Schmitty Donovan, he's one of the family now. And I love how Hubby Joe's giving Schmitty the Donovan name because, but before we move into the next topic, we have an announcement.
Yes. Hey, AfterBuzzers. Our network produces aftershows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans, but we need your help. We are asking that you please, please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and you'll help AfterBuzz continue to grow. And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be because they are optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. And let us know you did in the comments and we will give you a shout out. For now, thanks for being the best fans and for helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
So let us know.
Lot of snow.
So I feel like a really good area to segue into now is everything that kind of happened with Lena.
Oh my god.
Yeah, because there was a lot. I feel like she really got a great
show of who Lena really is.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we still want more from her.
Yeah.
I feel like for some reasons the writers or whatever don't give her as much, you know why, but it's weird.
And I feel like, too, she's kind of like an extended part of the family, too.
Oh, yeah.
And Ray knows that if he asks her to do something, especially in this case, you know.
She'll do it.
Yeah, yeah.
But not really. Just one time she said no, right? Yeah. It was one favor when she's like, I've had this, and she just hung up on Ray.
Yeah, right? But just the fact, all of it, like her showing up, seeing Vinny there, And Vinny, like, he thought she was there to help him.
So funny.
Yeah, he's like, she's like, do you know who I am? Uh-huh. And just, what did you guys think about that jump, too?
Beautiful. We were just talking about that. I mean, for one thing, I thought she jumped into water, and then I realized there was no lake. Or maybe there was, but it was just far away.
I think there was, but yeah. It was off, like, further out. Like, there's no way she jumped into water.
It was just perfectly executed, because now we see that Justine was truly a love interest for her. Yeah. And she really went out and beyond. I know, it's funny how she decided to jump. I obviously wouldn't do it. I just don't know how in her mind that's the way she wanted to kill the man. What if it didn't work out properly?
Yeah.
And she just, like, in a confident manner, walked back to her car. But she's just so sure of herself, you know? Yeah. But it was a great scene.
Yeah, I thought it was really filmed very well. Mm-hmm. And just the whole way that she got there, and she's like, oh, do you know who I am? And that's when he realizes, oh, okay, like, this is his moment of death. So yeah. I thought it was really nice the way they shot it and everything. It was great.
And Lena never leaves the family. We still see her. She came after Bridget at the hospital and was so close to open up to Bridget about Ray trying to commit suicide when Ray walked in. Mm-hmm. So she still has that family's back.
Yeah. You know, absolutely.
Number one.
Yeah. I think, and this is jumping ahead a little bit, but I think my favorite part of that whole scene actually came a little bit later when we see Vinny's dead body, and the way the camera is shot, you go up and you see the snow falling through that window. Right. So I loved that. I just think that everything, the way that they filmed so many different things in this episode was brilliant. And then also, just the fact that, you know, Lena would jump like that, that was a very unique way to me. Like, I haven't seen, usually you see hanging or, like, you see it more like Sam Winslow or Justine.
Yeah.
The way that she did it was very unique.
It was clean. Perfect to the T.
Yeah.
And also, you caught that because I didn't. So after she killed Vinny, she went back to the funeral home.
Yeah.
Right. Probably just to see Justine again and say, hey, I killed the man that killed you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So great.
Yeah. So just, it was all very powerful. I feel like what really gave this episode a lot of oomph, too, was the ending. After Mickey, the whole time, like, he keeps telling Ray, I was there. Your mother, she married, she agreed to go out with me because I, you know, recited this book to her, which was The Dead by James Joyce.
Right. And memorized that last part just to get on a date.
And that was really powerful, too. And we see at Sandy's house, Mickey reciting this short story.
Yes.
And the portion that he's reciting, and I keep bringing this short story up, the portion he's reciting is that the main character, Gabriel, in the short story, he's married to a woman named Greta. Greta is telling him about how she loved a boy who came to visit her in the snow, and because of that, because he was so, like, excited that he left and came out to her in the snow, he got sick and he died. And that's the whole thing, is that it's a character it's a person that's always going to be with them in mm-hmm. their marriage, because it's the memory of the person who will never leave his wife. So that's the portion, that's like one of the two portions mm-hmm. that Mickey was reciting when he was telling them the lines.
Of course.
And then the very end, yeah.
And even with the dead not dying, that's why Abby has so many flashbacks in every episode.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
that they will never die. And one thing I love about the show is how much they love classics. Like, Joyce and all these things and all these famous movies and directors they keep bringing back from every episode. It's just so much class and luxury in each episode, you know?
The very ending of the episode, when we're kind of cutting to see, like, what's happening to all the, you know, the different people. Mm-hmm. How did you guys feel about the ending?
You know, I was telling her, I just don't feel like, what are they going to do now, right? So yeah. Ray has to start over. This whole family needs to start over. Maybe moving out of New York, going back home to Boston. I don't know. But I think Ray will definitely work for the mayor.
Yeah.
Because I feel like he definitely pitched him and said, I want you to work for me. And even though Ray did hang up on him, I feel like, where else is he going to go to?
Yeah.
There's so many things that I'm not sure about. But one thing I can say is the family unity. We see that whatever they do is going to be with family. I don't think Bridget's going to go to Philadelphia. She's going to stay local with Ray just to make sure her dad gets help.
Yeah. I really liked the ending. Excuse me. Sorry, you guys. I think what's interesting is they kind of wrapped up everything. And although they said, you know, I guess Mickey's supposed to turn himself in, we never actually see him turn himself in. So they kind of still leave that open.
Yeah, because they definitely did. Yeah.
We don't see him going in with the FBI. So that's kind of still up in the air. So I thought it was a good wrap up for everyone.
I thought so too. And I think what made it great for me was the fact that even though, okay, so they got Bunchy out, I loved that that was the reveal. I loved that we didn't know that that was the end game when Ray went to Ferrardi. And when he goes to Ferrardi, we don't even know we didn't see Sam's body yet. Like, we, you know, I love that we see that at the very, very end of the
episode.
Beautifully
hung, right?
Yeah. And then also, I love that Mickey actually hasn't been arrested. So we don't, like you said, we don't know what's going to happen to him. He could just be on the run still. And that's the situation. And because obviously he's not going to turn himself in, especially if Bunchy's already out. And that was something, too, that we didn't touch on yet was Terry and Mickey and how Terry, you know, was kind of, even though he obviously doesn't like Mickey, even he was okay being around him again.
But he did say, I will put, you know, my, you know, I'll give in my big dad just to get Bunchy out.
Yeah.
The big man, right? But we also see when Bunchy comes back home, he makes it clear to Mickey as in Ray couldn't get both of us out.
Yeah.
So we know Mickey and Ray will still go head to head with that idea of, why didn't you try to save me too?
Yeah. And that's one thing I picked up on too. When Ray comes back and he's got Bunchy and he's talking, you know, Ray's not talking, but they're all with the family. And Mickey's going on about how, I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right after, like, you know, basically Mickey finds out that there's, they got Bunchy out, but not him.
Yeah.
Right. And I feel like Mickey went on about how he was there, especially after that point, because he was basically saying to Ray, how could you do this to me? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm your father. How could you not try to get me out too? Like, as if Ray had more pull. So.
But also I think 5% of Ray will still never forgive Mickey. But, you know, hold up. Speaking of forgiveness, I just want to, like, say this. Did we all notice how many times Ray has been saying sorry to everything?
Yeah.
Sorry to Bridget.
The whole season.
And he was never the person to say sorry. So when he said sorry to Mickey, Mickey's like, what? You're saying sorry?
I just feel like this whole season, Ray... minus the very beginning where we see him ramping back up to be on Sam Winslow's team. Minus that, I feel like what's missing from him is willpower to live and a hope. Like, there's no hope with him anymore. I feel like he's so beaten down that he's just not there anymore.
The only thing keeping him alive is Bridget. And not even so much Connor. I mean, Connor is just so negative. I don't like him either. Sorry, I just don't like your character. He's just not welcoming, appreciative of his dad. Like, do you know what your dad has gone through? Gosh, you know?
Yeah.
But it just, he's living for Bridget right now.
Yeah.
Literally just hanging on for Bridget.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, I agree with that as well. Yeah.
So I think now is a great time to get into our first special segment, which is our quotes from the episode.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay. All that's right, a cute bell. That is so cute.
Erica,
thanks for that.
Okay, let's see. The quote I have is from Mickey. Great kids come from great fun.
Oh, my God. So great kids do come from great fucks.
Yes. I thought that was hilarious and true.
Then my other one. So that was one. My other one was when Terry said to Ray regarding him committing suicide or trying to commit suicide. He said, if you stick around, I stick around.
Yeah, that was really nice.
Powerful. I loved that.
Deep.
I especially loved the second part of that when he said that he didn't love anything more than him.
Right.
That was one of the most powerful lines of the episode. So that was up there for me.
And just one more thing. Terry's the oldest one, right?
Yeah. The other thing I took was actually from James Joyce the Dead, which was quoted in the episode. This is the very final line of the short story, which I think fits perfectly with the ending of the season. It goes, his soul swooned slowly as he heard the snow falling faintly through the universe and faintly falling like the descent of their last end upon all the living and the dead.
So great.
Yeah.
Just so perfect with each scene, too.
Yeah.
Man. And there's deeper stuff to the snow that we still kind of don't grasp. There's a reason to it all.
Well, and So it's the snow, which I think was representative of all of these, like, past things finally coming back together. Family, in a way.
Cleaning, maybe, like, white.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like a white virgin or whatever.
Also, just, I love the fact that it's the line, like, they even, Vinny's the first one to bring up the snow when he's in the elevator with Ray saying, mm-hmm. it's going to snow tonight. And I was watching with my husband, and one of the things he pointed out was, isn't this supposed to take place in the fall in New York? It probably wouldn't snow. I mean, it depends. It depends when we're dealing with.
Right.
But if, you know, it's really, like, I'm from the East Coast, and ordinarily, I mean, it's kind of a freak thing if you see snow. It may be in October every once in a blue moon, but it wouldn't be snowing like what they saw. And ordinarily, we don't really get East Coasters really, well, depending upon where you're from on the East Coast, but New York City and like Philadelphia area, you wouldn't get snow like that in the fall. It would be a little bit later.
Okay. Yeah,
so I was wondering when, because it didn't look like people were wearing winter jackets
or anything.
Not at
all. So it was a symbol.
It was a very freak snowstorm. Yeah. Okay, on that note, let's go ahead and discuss our very brief news. Okay, we said this last week, but it was so... we'll say this... First, yeah. Okay, we said this last week, but Ray Donovan has been renewed for a season 7. Woo! Figured we would say that again just because it's so important. And then also, Louisa, you had some news too.
Yes, the article that she wants to talk about.
Oh,
that's the news.
Excuse me. The actress Catherine.
Some water in here. We're like, oh, God.
Oh, sorry.
There's an article with the actress that plays Lena.
Lena, Catherine.
Yes.
How do you pronounce her last name? Moaning, I think. She will be playing in, she has a recurring role as a professor in The Grownish, which is a comedy on Freeform, which is a spinoff of the comedy Blackish. So she'll be working hard next year.
Yeah, and just to mention, Dash, who plays Bunchy, has an article on HollywoodLife.com talking about the season and how he felt about it and all of that. So that's our news.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome.
Cool. Yeah. And then that kind of leaves us in a good place where we can talk about our predictions for season 7.
God. What do you
and
even
now,
say?
You're after Buzz.
Oh, man. I have so many things to say.
Gosh. Let's see.
Erica, do you want to start?
I'll start. Okay. I think, all right. So I think since Mickey hasn't gone in yet, I think Mickey will be sort of on the run, at least for probably the first half of the season. He probably, you know, even though they all agreed, I think in the end, he's not going to turn himself in. And, you know, and so he'll be kind of incognito or running, I would presume. I think Ray is probably going to kind of be a little bit softer next season since he's getting help, but he will have a new boss. I think it'll be somebody a new sort of head honcho that he'll be working for, because I feel like he's probably not going to align himself with the mayor next season, actually.
Okay, good stuff. I think Bridget and Smitty are going to stay local. I just feel like for some reason, I don't know why I have this weird maternal feeling. I feel like to heal and kind of start this new life or rebirth, I think they might try to have a baby or Bridget might get pregnant or something like that. I don't know why, because they just seem like so much in a hurry to kind of start life, especially Smitty, you know?
Yeah.
So that's that. Okay, unfortunately, I think Mickey might go back to jail.
Yeah.
You know, and it's so sad because that's how last season ended up too, when Mickey went back to jail, and then we see how he tries to come out. So I think that might be the future of Mickey. Bunchy, I think, is going to try to get his shit together and go back to his wife with the baby and all of that. For some reason, I feel like also Ray is going to really leave this life or even try to and go to consistent therapy and try to just huddle up with the brothers and open up a bar and try to leave this life behind.
Yeah.
I just feel like it's going to be a revamping of Ray Donovan, where it's like if he does work now, it's going to be clean work. It's not it's not going to be the Hollywood cleanup person where let me go help you clean up that murder.
Yeah.
You know?
So my thing is, I don't know that Ray can ever leave this life, at least not right now. I would hope we have spent a lot of time in season 5 and 6 with him grieving over Abby and then just being in a really awful place.
Right.
What I would hope is that we are kind of moving away from this, and that when we come back in season 7, we'll see it months or maybe a year later after he's been working through a lot of this. And so he's in a fresher place, and then we can start fresh and have a different storyline and see, you know, whether he's going to still be doing this or doing something else or somehow getting wrapped back into it. I don't think that he's done with Ferrardi yet. You know, he hung up on him. I think that he could end up working for him. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree with you guys with Mickey. I think that he probably will go back to jail or at least get close to it.
Yeah.
And I think that Mickey kind of knows that's where he has to go anyway, based on just how he was acting. What I would really love to see too, which is what they sort of started near the end of the season, I want to see more of, finally Mickey and Ray working through some of their issues. Know it's not, it probably will never be healed, but, or, like, permanently fixed, but I want to see them at least trying, or at least, you know, Mickey maybe trying a little bit.
Right.
Without losing his character, because he needs to stay.
He's so great at how he is.
Yeah. But, like, just even in their own way, coming to some kind of term.
Then, you know, Daryl, I feel like Daryl might go back into the movie industry and, you know, start off being a producer again or whatever. And I think Sandy might just stay Sandy and just maybe still be part of the family. Yeah. Who knows? But I really feel like they might leave New York, so we'll see. Imagine they come to L.A., you guys? Like, back to L.A., you think?
Well, I heard they're going to still be in New York City.
Yeah, I thought we heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe season 8, they'll be back in L.A. If, you know,
and we missed... you know who? They left out a lot of boxing scenes.
Yeah.
So I feel like the whole... it'll be fun to have everyone back.
We have a couple of predictions in the chat, I'll just read them. Frank S. says, I think Schmitty will be badass next year and be part of the family.
A mobster, imagine, in a suit. That would be funny.
That would be great.
Yeah, suit up.
I was thinking, like, Pacino changing in Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
And then Yisraeli 101, here we go. He says... Yisraeli 101, Avi and Lena were a great pair and loyal to Ray.
Yes.
P.S. Tuned in from Melbourne, Australia now. It is 2:53 on Monday. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Cool. We going down under. Awesome. Please don't make fun of me.
So on that note, did you guys have any last comments you wanted to make on the season?
I'm sad that Sam is gone. Sam Winslow. Yeah. She was such a prominent, important character as a woman, but I know she had to go. But I'm excited to see other special feature stars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I can't wait to see who his new big boss is.
Yeah.
Because they're always amazing characters. So that'll be
Meryl Streep.
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Yes. Whoever it is, I'm sure they'll be amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Viola Davis. There's just so many great, strong women they can put in there.
I second that. That's why I really enjoyed the character Sam Winslow, because it was a strong female character. I want to get another strong female in there. Uh-huh. That's the only thing that really burned me up, that she died. Not because of who she is, but just because, all right, you're going to let the dude win? Like...
We want more women, stronger women of all race, all ethnicity. Bring it on. Just a lot of women.
Awesome.
I totally agree.
Mm-hmm. Well, on that note, because I think that's a strong note to end on, where can we find you guys?
So you guys can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Louisa Sharp.
What's up, party people? You can follow me on all of my social media at Erica, E-R-I-K-A, D as in door, Edwards.
And I'm Rachel Goodman. You can follow me on Instagram or Twitter at Rach Goodman. I'm also doing the Outlander AfterBuzz recap show after this. So if you're an Outlander fan, hop on over. Also, if you like soaps, I do the Young and the Restless recap on Sundays.
And just to add, you guys, I'm on the Will and Grace after show. We come back January 31st, Thursday night. So see you there.
All right, and I'm also on the show for Real Housewives of Atlanta tonight here on AfterBuzz at 9 p.m.
Cool. Okay, you guys, now it's fine.
See it's been a great season.
Ciao for now.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.